And Kathy Dawes now, along with Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center, Director Ken Scroggs, Program Coordinator Cassidy Scroggs, and Barn Dance is coming up. How fun. I guess we'll let Cassidy tell us all about it. I know you've been hard at work getting things organized for that, kind of a new event for Hope Ranch.
Yes, it is. All right, we have this Saturday, May 6th, from 4 to 9 p.m., we're doing a Barn Dance fundraiser. We have live music featuring Lucas Maddy. He's a K-State alumni. We're really excited to have him on. We wanted to do something kind of fun and new that we haven't done before, so we decided to go with a barn dance, and we want to make this happen a couple times a year if we can, but this is our first go around, and we're really excited about it. So our fundraiser is going to be benefiting our program, and it is for, it's going to go towards our scholarships for our riders, because about 90% of our riders are on scholarship, and then also the care and keeping of our program horses. And every donation we get is really important to us, because we are able to turn that around and give to those kids that, you know, can't afford to ride, and give them something to be confident about.
This should, and Ken, talk about more about this event. I mean, it really is kind of exciting, fun, different twist.
Yeah, it really is. I've got a few things are really going to do that's going to be fun. First of all, the barn dance itself will be fun. There's kids are going to be riding, and they're also going to have a cakewalk type thing that they're giving away prizes to, and raffle baskets. So it should be a lot of fun, and we are going to be serving food, so people can buy dinner there if they would like to. Looking from the outside in, it hadn't happened yet, so it's kind of like, okay, I don't know, it's going to be great, just don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but it'll work.
And I guess you're kind of calling it a spring fling.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
And I think some fun games, Cassidy, if you want to tell us, and I guess horse rides will be available too?
Yes. So when the live music is not happening, because it is happening from 5 to 7, we'll have the horses going. And so the kids can get on the horses, see what that's kind of like, and then maybe they can decide that they want to come out and take some classes. And then we're also going to do some fun games, some like kind of yard type games. We're going to do pin the tail on the pony, maybe some cornhole. I know people are familiar with that. And then also we're going to do a little photo booth. We got some fun stuff set up already, getting some props together. But yeah, we're going to have lots of games, lots of stuff for kiddos to do. Of course, there will be dancing, because we're calling it a barn dance. But we have a dance floor. And even when there's not live music, we're going to have some music going. So it's going to be a good time.
And I'm guessing it's a fundraiser, so there's probably some expense involved.
Yes, there is some. There is some expense. We have some wonderful sponsors this year. We have Hy-Vee, and they're helping us with food donations, so that's been an amazing help for us. Then we have RKS Management Group and Orchlands Farm and Home of Manhattan and Garland Excavating, and so far
covered Insights Eye Care in there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Insights Eye Care is one of the sponsors.
What about tickets?
Tickets are $10. You buy in advance, they're $10. They are available online on Eventbrite, and they're also available at Orchlands in Manhattan and at Insights Eye Care for purchase, but they will be $12.50 at the door. However, kids are free with the purchase of an adult ticket. So families, come all.
Aside from fundraising, Ken, an awareness type.
Yeah, it is awareness, because we have some class times available for people that want to come out. And as Cassidy said earlier, this program, most of the people are scholarshiped on it. 90% of them at least are on scholarship at this point. And we do that on purpose, because we don't want to have a whole process of costing a lot more money for all the people that can't afford this anyway. So there's all kind of reasons to do it, but we do it to try to promote that.
And, of course, we need to remind people, nonprofit group.
Yes, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so, yeah.
I guess while I have you both in, too, it's always good just to get an update on other things Hope Ranch is involved in right now. I don't know if Ken wants to take the lead, Cassidy, either one.
Oh, I can start off a little bit. It's been kind of interesting, because with Cass working with the program, we've pushed our ridership up quite a bit on Saturdays. Now we have some full classes, so it's kind of like, whoa. But at the same time, we're still working with outside groups. Guys and I were talking coming over here about the Boys and Girls Club program that's starting this summer, And the idea behind that is to go to have a bunch of the kids come out and see which ones of them really are interested in doing it. And you know, these are individuals who could not afford it otherwise because this is an expensive hobby, but yet they'll have the opportunity to try. And so this summer, we already have an instructor lined up and everything ready to go for that program starting this summer. And we're still doing an ongoing projects with Big Brothers Big Sisters and hope they get more involved too.
You still doing work with the school systems, or?
They're still coming out. Depends on the time and what. You know, some of them do it in the fall, and some of them do it in the spring. But yeah, we are still working with them as well.
What about volunteers, Cassidy? You always looking for those, or?
Yes, I am always looking for volunteers. I have. There is a class at K-State that sends us volunteers. So, in particular, though, we need some more volunteers on Saturdays and actually Tuesday nights. If anybody has free time Tuesday nights, we are in need.
Okay. What does a volunteer do? Remind us if you would, Ken.
Well, you don't have to have experience with horses, first of all, because we do put you through a program for volunteers, and we have a volunteer manual. But usually people that know about horses will kind of start them off as leaders, and then some people start as sidewalkers, and we explain what they need to do. And some of the volunteers we've seen move from being sidewalkers to leaders as they learn how to work with horses and work with the kids and all that kind of stuff. So you can actually come out there and really learn how to do a lot of different things having to do with horses. So, and other volunteers we have, some of them, like with this event coming up, we'll need volunteers to help with that event and try to make it go smoothly. So there's a lot of things we can have them do.
The youngsters that you work with, I mean, there's a wide variety, spectrum, I guess you could say, of youngsters that you work with.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, kind of go through that again. Obviously, therapeutic riding program, people have an idea, but.
Right. Well, we work with a whole array of different problems. We even have a mounting ramp that for wheelchairs that we use to put kids on horses. So, I mean, and it's not like there's a cutoff point or this is what we do and don't do. I mean, we've worked with individuals that were severely disabled in wheelchairs, but also emotionally disabled individuals and stuff like that. So there's a whole array of people we can work with. And this isn't a magic pill. It does different things for different people, and it's not like it's the magic thing that's going to make somebody absolutely better. But at the same time, it does afford them the opportunity to get on a horse and find out what that's like. They may like it, they may not like it. That's up to them. But there's different things that can happen.
Okay. Of course, horses are big animals. They're wonderful,
yeah.
But they're big.
And they are horses.
Cass, anything else you're wanting to add about your event or just Hope Ranch in general before we wrap up?
Well, I did want to say something real quick about what he was talking about. We don't turn anybody away, and we've had a lot of people come to us and say, well, what about this? Or people that don't necessarily have a disability, but on a day-to-day basis, it really brightens up their life. And so we take in everyone.
Because a lot of times it's more than just maybe a physical or type of disability.
Yeah.
It can be others as well, emotional. Or
And a lot of times even our volunteers experience the same kind of joy and happiness from it that our riders
That's true.
Do.
That's
Very
true.
Good. Ken, anything else you're wanting to add today?
No, just this Saturday we got the barn dance. See how many people we can get there.
And again, the times and anything else you want to add on that,
All
Cass?
All right. This Saturday, May 6th from 4 to 9 p.m., we got music, dancing, games, horse rides, the whole deal. We got Lucas Maddie and the Kansas Cartel with some live music, and we're really excited about it. So we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. Ken and Cassidy Scroggs, and of course with Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center. We'll take a break. Phil Anderson's going to bring in some Kansas State University students from architecture and landscaping. Had a chance to see them at the intergovernmental meeting last week, and they're doing a lot of fun things when it comes to possible projects on the riverfront. So we'll talk with them momentarily, and you're listening to In Focus.